Hi everyone, it's Bill Murphy from Murphy in the Morning, and I am here with Carla, who works in the occupational therapy department out at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. But Carla's going to chat with us today about something we don't often put a lot of thought into, and Carla, that is home visits.
That's correct, yes. Oftentimes when patients are admitted here at the Humboldt Hospital in the skilled level of care, we do what's called a home visit prior to discharge, and that's done, you know, really to ensure that the patient is discharging to an environment that best fits their current needs. So they might have come into the hospital, you know, with like weakness, or they might not have used like assistive device like a walker or a cane. They might have not used oxygen prior to being admitted. So by doing the home visit, it allows us to see if there's any carryover from what we have taught them in the hospital into their own environment.
So basically, to sum up for people like me,
sure,
it's pretty much to reacclimate you to your home life.
Right.
Okay. Yep. And making the transition, and I can vouch for this, making the transition out of a hospital, especially for a longer stay, is pretty hard on a lot of people, isn't it?
It can be, yes, yeah. Especially if they've been, you know, a typical skilled stay would be maybe 5 to 7 days. Sometimes it can be up to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long time away from your own environment, and we all get into our habits where... So it's a nice thing to see if we've broken a bad habit, like walking with a walker or the oxygen, going into the home to see, okay, you're a little more relaxed when you go at home, and that's when you sometimes might kind of make mistakes.
Sure.
So it's a good idea to, from a therapy standpoint, if there is truly any additional anything that we need to work on back at the hospital to make sure that they're safe
now,
to discharge home.
I'm going to guess, and a lot of folks, I think, assume that a lot of medical practices and things like this are just for, you know, the elderly or folks that otherwise weren't taking care of themselves before. But home visits, I mean, they're beneficial, I would imagine, for anyone who has had a longer stay or say surgery that requires a little longer recovery. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not just an elderly thing.
Not necessarily, no. Like, say you've broken a leg and you just need to get around. We might have taught different, like, transfer techniques or safe ways to get out of bed. And we just want to make sure that, you know, once you get home, that the bed is properly set up, positioned correctly. So, yeah, it just ensures safety again.
And
that is a change.
Again, I mean, it can also come from an education standpoint, if I'm understanding correctly. You know, a lot of folks, you send them home and you say, okay, make sure you do it this way. Well, people like me think they know a better way.
Right, yeah.
So you guys actually would be there to prevent, say, further injury or making things, recovery is slow enough already, so you don't want it to make it any slower.
Yeah.
What is the typical length of time that let's say I had knee surgery and I'm sent home after my regular stay, relatively healthy person. What is the average length of time that the home visits would keep going?
It would just be it'd be while they're still admitted to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go while they're still admitted to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And it takes maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Wow. Okay.
And then we come back to the hospital.
Okay. So, and I'm asking because I know a lot of people would have the excuse of, well, I don't want all this going on in my home.
Right.
We both know that type of person.
Yes.
So it's non-intrusive. You guys do your thing.
No.
You lay out a plan and you say, hey, let's go back to the hospital. Call me if you need me.
Yeah. And what we do, like at the home visit, for example, say somebody had like hip surgery or they have like a walker. Well, we have to make sure that that walker, there's a safe pathway, you know, right next to the bed, or can the walker fit in the bathroom? If not, then that's a good indicator that, hey, we need to work on cane management.
Sure.
Once they go back to the hospital.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, and I guess this would fall under home visits and education as well, but I learned a while back because of a knee problem that there is a wrong way to use a cane and a wrong way to use crutches.
Right.
And I guess your average person doesn't know this. So again, this is where you come in handy with the home visits, correct?
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. Because we all are on the same page. We don't want readmissions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we don't want you to fall. We don't want you to re-injure or injure that knee again, for example.
Sure.
So it's our job as therapists to be good educators.
Oh,
so
yes.
To make sure that we're educating the patient in a way that they understand the reasoning why, you know, you might be used to, you know, carrying something. You're not used to using a walker and having to carry your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So we might recommend you need a walker because you're at a fall risk.
Sure.
So it's our job to make sure that we're educating.
Care is never ending, and I don't think a lot of folks realize how far it needs to go sometimes.
Correct.
My youngest boy is up in Montana, and he is a hospice care nurse. I couldn't do it. There's no way. But, I mean, it is a 24-hour a day, everything, like what you do, it's everything from medical to mental to emotional. I mean, it can range from helping somebody up and down to just sitting and talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people underestimate how important the different types of therapy can be.
Correct.
Yep, yes. Very much so.
It's not always physical, it can be mental.
That's right. Well, you know, I was telling you off air, I did therapy for my shoulder. I had a pretty bad shoulder injury. And I mean, a lot of that was just positivity. I mean, it was just, you had to maintain a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And recovery is so much better when you're in a good mood.
That is correct. Because, well, I think from a therapy standpoint, you know, nobody likes to exercise,
right.
But I think, me included, I admit, but obviously there is a benefit for the exercise.
Sure.
So we, again, it's up to us to have you buy into the importance of exercise. So again, but you have to be mentally there too.
Right,
so,
right.
So we can educate physical exercise, but unless you buy in, unless you're mentally able to like grasp everything and all these changes, we probably aren't going to see as big of a positive result.
Right, right.
So,
recovery is a two-way street, that's for darn sure.
It is.
Well, Carla, where can people find you at the hospital?
Well, you can actually, let me get the phone number real quick. It's 515-332-4200. Again, we're the therapy department, but we work closely in like inpatient care.
Sure.
So when people are hospitalized.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 332-4200.
Correct.
All right. Fantastic. And I'm sure they can go to the hospital website and they will find therapy somewhere on there. I'm quite sure.
Fantastic.
That's a nice website. It's got all kinds of good stuff on it.
It does.
Really
it
does.
It does. All of our services
yes.
that we offer. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, this series that we do with you folks called Your Care, Our Mission has been very educational with me. I think I've done four so far. I've ranged from pain management all the way to home care with you, and I am enjoying it, and I am learning a lot. So fantastic. I look forward to whoever the hospital surprises me with next week. I look forward to it.
And we're full of surprises.
I love it. I always get the good ones. And Carla, we appreciate your time, and I hope you can help as many people as you have time for.
Thank you. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thanks, Carla. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.